biggest lie you told to get a job. So there was an employment recruiter who posted advice on TikTok. Anyways, she shared three things to lie about during a job interview.
Number one, if you were leaving your job because you really dislike it, because you don't get along with your boss or your colleagues, you're going to lie about this. Please do not tell them that your boss doesn't like you. Don't tell them that everyone's really hard to work with. All they're going to hear when you say that is that you are difficult. Instead, you're going to say something like, things are going great, but I want to take on bigger challenges.
Okay, so that's good advice.
I understand that. Yeah, I completely understand that.
A way to just kind of just restructure the way you are telling your prospective employer why
you're
leaving.
Looking for a new job. Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm.
The second thing that you're going to lie about is why you want the job. 100% of people who want a job want it for the money and benefits. Instead, you are going to tell them why you're passionate about the company's mission, why this job is your life's work, and you are just such a good fit for the culture at this company.
Mm. All right. Well, that
really
makes sense.
Good. Oh, that's good. She's really good.
Yeah.
She's good at what she does.
Yeah, but you know, I mean, you got to think, some hiring managers are hearing this going,
going to see through the
heard
lies.
Heard that one before, right.
And the third one is your plans for the future. I don't care if you were starting grad school in 6 months and just need this job as filler, and you were going to jump ship as soon as you find something better. When they ask you about your plans for the next 5 years, your plans are to be at that company. Come in, knock it out of the park in this role, and continue to grow as opportunities arise. What every company wants is top talent that is going to stay and grow with them.
See, there you go. So just things to lie about in a job interview.
How to tell them what they want to hear.
That's basically what it is, right? I mean, even if you're thinking, okay, this is a transition job for me until I can get a better one. You know what? Honestly, don't tell them that because things may change. And you may actually get that job and go, you know what? I actually love it here. And
yes.
I see growth potential, and I could see myself just shifting and changing. So
yeah, no potential employer ever wants to hear, yeah, I just kind of want to work here for just a little bit. Just, you know, bide my time until
right.
find something better.
Until something else better comes along.
Exactly. Brad's rolling in. So we're going to classify this as something we don't say. Interviewer says, where do you see yourself in 5 years? I say, if the good Lord's willing, laid up at home with a work-related injury.
Okay.
That's a good dad joke, Brad.
That's
not what we say, though, in the interview.
Yeah,
that's
so
not.
What's the biggest lie you ever told to get a job? Joe said, I asked the prospective employer not to contact my current job for a reference because they didn't know I was looking. I'd actually been fired a few weeks prior.
Oh, my gosh. Well,
I mean, hey, if it worked, it worked.
Yeah, that's kind of believable, though. You'd be like, oh, yeah, no, I get it.
It's kind of funny because we got another message from a listener who was like, I'm actually a hiring manager, and I once checked someone's references to learn. Not one of them checked out, and that no one had ever heard of him. When I called him up to ask and told him that he was no longer eligible for the position and canceled his interview, he asked why, and I told him none of his references checked out. Without hesitation, he said, I didn't think you'd ask, or I didn't think you'd check.
I thought that would I just put some names and you weren't actually going to call people.
Oh, my gosh. Shane said, when I was younger going to college, I lied that I had already finished college to get the job. Eventually, dropped out of college, and they found out a few years later after I was employed doing a great job and was going up for a promotion. They told me, you got to finish school if you wanted to move up in the company.
Oh, dang
oh,
it.
Shoot.
Oh, dang. That is not good.
Alexis said, made a completely fake resume to get a job at a coffee shop. Nothing on it was true, but my name and phone number.
Oh, wow.
Put down that I had years of experience serving coffee, working at restaurants, when in fact I'd just been laid off from my corporate job, didn't want to be overlooked for being overqualified. Got hired that day for my interview.
Well, look at that.
There you go.
All right, Alexis.
You know what? There is something to be said about, like, employers going, you know what? You're too qualified.
Right.
You don't want this. Like, don't tell me what I do and don't want.
Exactly. Oh, wow. Dan said, I didn't, but I know someone who I went to school with. We went to a top 50 undergraduate program, and he failed out.
Mm.
My one friend helped him fake his transcripts, so he went to another school.
Oh, my gosh.
He went into being a sales broker during the day and bribing his professors at night to pass his classes. Now he's a VP at a large bank.
Well, wow. Is this how to cheat the system?
I don't know.
have we opened up this weird can of worms here?
I don't think we're putting these as examples of, like, a great way to go about your career path.
Yeah.
But it worked for some people.
Yeah. Katrina said she texted in Federal Air District Security there at the UPS hub. Told them I had ramp certifications and experience from another airport in another state. Got hired, played it off well. Held the job for 2 years before moving on to another one.
Wow.
Fake it till you make it, baby.
That's
fake
right.
It till you make it.
Well, I took my first job as a promotions director, my first job in town in radio. They're like, want to be a promotions director? I'm like, sure. Never had zero experience doing them. Fresh out of college.
Yeah, right.
I've been on the air like for a year.
Yeah, no
sure,
idea.
Sure, I can be promotions director. And I just
learn
I got
on the fly.
Name and the number of the person I was replacing. And I called her incessantly and just kind of learned on the job.
Yep. Sometimes you got to do that. And then.
Yep.
Biggest lie you told to get the job. We'll finish it up with this from Gabe. A close friend of mine messed up in school. Wasted years smoking weed, playing guitar, thinking he was going to be a rock star.
Uh-huh.
After being unemployed for so long, he was seen as unemployable when he actually tried to sort himself out.
Uh-oh.
So his brother and I concocted an entire resume for him. Got a couple of cheap phones we could answer, pretending to be his references.
No!
We fabricated warehouse-type jobs with large national companies that went under during the Great Recession. And after we did this, employers started responding to him, and he got a minimum wage job within a week. He stuck at it, worked his way up, and now is a functional adult with a wife and kids. Look at that.
Wow, look at that! Gabe and his bros for the win, being the fake references.
If that's not the American dream, I don't know what it is.
Listen, and let this be, I think this is the one takeaway, right? Is that, yes, they're going to call references. So if you're putting names down, at least get a Gabe, get some friends.
Yeah.
And some burner phones so that they will answer and say nice things about you.
There you go. All right.
Good
stories there here on 99.7 DJX.